It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, you dumb sluts, let's do it. It's time for the podcast. Plan B After Show podcast, that is.
People waiting to listen to you say two words. See you later.
No, people like being called dumb sluts. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Your mom does it.
Come on.
As always, your Plan B After Show podcast. Yeah, she is. She's the best. I know. One of these days, I feel she is the sweetest lady, and we're so terrible. Both of our mothers, just like, what the, you know what? I brought you into this world. I will fucking take you out.
You're going to burn, Sonny boy.
Go ahead. Make your jokes, fellas. Anyway, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. They're open now. They're ready to take your cycles in, man. You need it tuned up, even just a little tune-up. They got you covered. So hit them up, 269-876-0882. Also find them on Facebook. That's it. My brain's not working.
There you go.
Gilson. All right, let's do it. We got facts and opinions for you on a Friday, and we do every day now just because we love it. It's easy to do. Fact number one, opinion number one. There's never been a person who was born blind and schizophrenic. Scientists' best theory is that without vision, a person's brain can't develop multiple interpretations of the world around them.
Wow.
That's interesting. That's crazy
to think, the schizo thing, man, that'd be wild.
Dude, and like...
could you imagine? That's terrible.
I worry about, like, you know, as you get older, like, the one thing is that I worry most about is, like, you know, having mental issues. And I'm not knocking, but having dementia or Alzheimer's, that's fucking scary, man.
Scary.
That's terrifying. Like, you forget who you are. You forget about the people you spend your whole life with, and you forget, and I just think that's so crazy. Same with the schizophrenia. Like, who knows? That could... one day you could hear a voice in your head, or I don't know, man. I don't know how it all works, but like the brain is a scary, scary thing.
It's wild, man. You know, as you get older, I think you think about it more because, you know, things start to happen, you start to have problems, and, you know, and man, some of them you're just like, oh, please.
Yeah.
You know, I hope it doesn't happen, but
aneurysm.
You know, aneurysm's scary.
You know, I could literally talking to you right now and done,
boom.
You know.
Yeah, live in the moment, guys. Appreciate every day you got.
Yep. Well, that was a depressing start to the podcast. Sorry, everybody. Jesus. We're all dead. There's nothing we can do about it. Fact number two, opinion number two. Long before William Rehnquist and Sandra Day O'Connor were on the Supreme Court together, they were both students at Stanford Law School, where they went on a few dates. These facts are shitty today. I'm sorry, folks. These are both.
Yep. Skip. Pass.
Two terrible facts. All right, here we go.
Pass.
Fact number three, you don't have anything to say about William Rehnquist and Sandra Day O'Connor? No?
That guy sucks. That's what I have to say. That guy sucks.
Good Lord. He's on the Supreme Court.
I don't even know who he is. All right, I'll be honest with you.
You know, fuck that guy. fact number three, opinion number three. There's only one pig in the entire country of Afghanistan. His name is Kanzir, and he's in the Kabul Zoo. Since it's an Islamic country where they don't eat pork and they aren't even allowed to touch pigs, there's no need for any other pigs there.
Wow, really?
Yep.
It's wild.
That is wild.
So no pork, no pigs, nothing.
No.
It's just a foreign thing. That's
part of the Islamic religion.
Religion?
Belief, yeah. Religion. Yep.
So no pork.
I think it's because
what's the reasoning behind it?
Because I think
the
pork is unclean because it's a dirty animal. I think that's why. Let me double check. I believe it's because
bacon
really
is pretty bad for you, isn't it?
It's so good though. Ham, dude, a ham and cheese sandwich. Get out of here.
Good.
Get out of here. A hot ham and cheese sandwich. Ooh, I think I'm gonna have a hot ham and cheese sandwich today. Ooh, that sounds good.
The people that don't like pork though, man, are really, they're really serious about it. They'll let you know. Pork?
Yeah.
Really? It's like, yeah, it tastes good. I know it's terrible for me. It's not like I'm eating pork for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, day in and day out.
Yeah.
But the whole Islamic culture is just like, nah.
Nope, not doing
it. Not even a chance.
Let's see. Unlike many other forms of livestock, pigs are omnivorous scavengers eating virtually anything they come across, including carrion and refuse. This was deemed unclean. So they believe that it's an unclean animal. So that's why they won't do it.
I wonder if he snuck some in and like had some of them try it,
I bet
they'd
you
be
there's
like, dude, oh my god, this is delicious. Or they'd be like,
I bet you there's an underground pork trade. There has to be. There has to be. Yeah. There's, you know, it's too good not to.
Mm-hmm.
Get that one guy cooking up bacon. Everyone's like, what's that smell? God, it smells good.
You'd have to bury that lab, though, yeah. Dude, bacon. You can smell it for miles.
For miles, dude. Yeah. Let's see. Fact number four, opinion number four. Rio de Janeiro is not the capital of Brazil. Brasilia is. I remember that. Brasilia, Brazil. Brasilia, Brazil.
What's that from?
Quito, Ecuador. It was in Spanish. We had this song to remember the capitals of the countries. So, Quito, Ecuador, La Paz, Bolivia, Brasilia, Brazil. Yeah, so I remember a few of them.
Huh.
Yep.
Never knew I'd have to know that, you know? It's this weird information that, like...
Here's a little more to this. But Rio was once the capital of Portugal. In the early 1800s, the Portuguese royal family fled there to get away from Napoleon. Lisbon became Portugal's capital again in the 1820s.
Can you say the capitals of all 50 states? I'm not going to ask you to do it, but...
No, probably.
Hell no.
If I got the ball rolling, like if you gave me, I could guess most of them. Like I could probably get through most of them. And then,
all right. So how about this? If I asked you to point to a certain state, any like of the 50 states, could you get 50 out of 50?
I think so. Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. The East Coast
miss like one or
the
two.
The East Coast can be tricky, and then also when you get into like the like the center of the states, it's like, okay, which one?
Square.
Yeah. Which square state is which, you know? So,
right, yeah.
But, no, I think I could. I honestly mean that. I think I may need a guide a couple times, but I think I could probably do it. You know what I mean? Because once you get most of them named, you're like, okay, you get the main ones, then you're good to go. Then you go from there. But
I think I'm just more nervous that I can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, God, I don't want to
try. You know, I do say that, but who knows? I could probably just fail miserably. So.
I am a moron.
You missed Michigan. You live there. Ah, fuck.
The mitten.
Oh, yeah, the mitten. There it is. Fact number five, opinion number five. A chemist named William Michel is credited as the key inventor behind Pop Rocks, Tang, and Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Who's the inventor of Pop Rocks with a blowjob? That's the person I want to meet.
That's a thing, man. I had learned that at some point in my lifetime.
I think middle school we learned, like, you'd see a girl eating Pop Rocks, and then all of a sudden she was a slut because we all knew about it. It's like, oh, that's the only reason she's eating Pop Rocks. Oh. Ridiculous, man.
Dude. Pop Rocks are good.
I haven't had Pop
Tang,
Rocks.
Tang was all right.
Yeah, Tang's, I mean, just an orange drink. Cool Whip's awesome, dude. What I love about Cool Whip is, like, there's no sugar or calories in it. It's just fantastic tasting.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, I like to put it on, I like putting Cool Whip on.
Oh, pumpkin pie, strawberries, any kind. I mean, it's good
shortcake,
on anything.
Shortcake.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, there you go. Strawberry shortcake with just a mound of Cool Whip. Fantastic.
Sometimes you just do the strawberries with the Cool Whip.
Yeah, you just dip it in there. So good, dude. So good. Yeah. But usually, my Cool Whip to food ratio, like a half a tub of Cool Whip usually is eaten. Because it's like, yeah, screw it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you like some pumpkin pie with your Cool Whip? Good God, man. Actually, that's another thing, too. Hot chocolate with a spoonful of Cool Whip on top, that's really good, too.
Oh, man.
That's really good, too.
What's better, strawberries or watermelon?
I just bought a watermelon the other day, the first time in forever. It's so good, dude.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Every time I get a watermelon, I think of that. I'm like, dude, why am I not buying this all the time?
You mean she didn't show you her whipped cream bikini?
Good stuff. Boy.
All right. There you go.
That it?
That's it, buddy. We got through. Well, two of them were pretty stupid, so we didn't even worry about it. Actually, three of them were kind of eh. But, all right, folks, that's going to do it. Five facts, five opinions for a Friday on the Plan B After Show podcast. We will be back with you Monday. You can check out more podcasts on the website, WIRX.com, where you found this one. And, we'll see you next time. Here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle. Later.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike!
My bike.
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.